Eglinton County call. Our telephone lines are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. The building is open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Stop.
Please be advised we operate a telephone counter appointment system which is designated for urgent work only. To book an urgent appointment, please hang up and redial 0208 884 6510. If your call concerns related evictions, then please note we have a target of 6 to 8 weeks from.
Hello, how are you doing?
Who am I
speaking? I'm not too. I'm okay. Slow and steady. Anyway, you made me laugh.
Happy to
court help. Oh, fuck, you are good. You are good. Basically, I've had an application go through that was fraudulently put under the Companies Act by a gentleman called Lemmy who works for Enfield Council. It's Mr. Cordell on the phone, Simon Cordell. Basically, the application wasn't ever served to me in accordance to the law and the prohibitions for service of notice. So, what I initially done was I went to, on the 1st of January, this I was in a police cell, and when I was in a police cell being detained, I have to have an appropriate adult. My appropriate adult attended the police station and we had an interview with my solicitor present. After my solicitor left and my appropriate adult left, the police custody officer allowed a third party company to come into the police cells and try to serve me. He never gave me no forms while I was in the cell. I couldn't open the door and the affidavit of service said my home address. So I believe I was never served when I was in the cell. I'm waiting for the recordings. Now, what happened is I went to court and I explained this on the 5th of January, 4 days after the 1st, yeah? And the judge that was there, he was very kind and a good judge, and what he said is that he refuses to put the injunction order on me till he sees the affidavit of service. He refuses. Now, I said to him in that courtroom, is this courtroom being recorded? And he swore, yes, the courtroom's being recorded and you can request a copy of the court case and you can hear that I'm telling everybody that this is not on you, that the injunction is not on you. So on the 5th he told me it's not on me, but what he would like to do is on the 30th, which was yesterday, he would like to have another hearing because he would like to see the affidavit of service, and in that time of seeing the affidavit of service he will tell me on the 30th whether it's activated or not. Yesterday I didn't go because I was feeling too ill to court, but I and my mother attended for me, and what's happened is another judge has come into place and she has now said that she's seen this affidavit of service. She agrees that I wasn't served in the police cell, but while I was in the police cell, a bloke went to my front door and he's put something through my front door, an affidavit of a service, notice of service. Now she's saying because I attended court on the 5th, she believes that I touched this service. Now she's not only just started the injunction from starting from yesterday, she's saying it starts from the day when the judge said it wasn't on me, which was the 5th. So she's saying she's backdating everything that's happened in between, which is all fabricated stuff. They've made up loads of stories, which I've got the video evidence for. Now, what I'm upset about is I couldn't have been served on this day, yeah, because I have a camera in my corridor, one in my front room, one in my kitchen on 24-hour recordings. So you can see, while I was in the police station not getting served in accordance to the law, you can see someone post something through my letterbox, because my letterbox is recorded. Then you can see that my mother comes to my home address, yeah, and then while I'm in the police station, she takes the paperwork, she opens it up, she gives it to another gentleman, my uncle, he plays with it in my front room, they're all reading it, throwing it over in the front, the dog's jumping all over them. 2-3 hours, the police officers come to my house and do a Section 18 while I'm in the cell, yeah, and they're looking, everyone's playing with this paperwork in the front room. Then my mum leaves the house while I'm still in the police station on the cameras with the paperwork. So when I come back home, you can see me walk through my front door on my cameras, and there's no paperwork in my flat. I've never been given this paperwork. Yeah, but then I got told on the 5th, I got told by my mother who walked out the house that the police wanted me to, there was someone doing something in my name in that court. So I attended on the 5th just to entertain what was happening.
Yes.
Now, I've been told that an injunction got activated because they're saying that I've been served notice. But I could not be served notice if it was not in my house and it's never been given to me in my hand. So now I'm supposed to have an injunction order on me, but the lower court's put on me, and it's not just an injunction order that starts from yesterday, it's an injunction order that now she's backdated to the 5th that starts from the 5th, when the judge clearly said on the 5th he refuses to put this on me.
Sir, how can I help you right now?
I've got an injunction order on me because your directors and your court have caused a miscarriage in the law, misconduct, and I would like to be called back into court, a statutory declaration of notice, and I would like to be able to bring the video evidence of the affidavit being taken out of my house when I was in the police station that I've not been served, and I'd like the order revoked.
Okay, so do you have the paperwork ready with regards to making this request for the judge to see you, to bring you into court?
A statutory, this is what I'm on the phone to yourself. I'm just asking you if you can help me for the statutory declaration of notice in and have the case relisted so that I can show my evidence and that there's an error in law and that's putting me at risk. I've done a risk assessment for myself and I am not happy that I feel endangered walking out of my front door or I feel endangered walking in my communal corridor because this affidavit service will never put what's fulfilled within it. Isn't even correct. All the statements are made in a second perspective by Mr. Matthew Idigan, but he's referring to days that his wife was there. So if I get to trial, for instance, I can't even question the first-hand evidence because she hasn't even done one statement herself. Somebody else has done all of her statements while she's not even in the house, while they're not even in the house. Her husband wasn't there, and he says, she. I want a first-hand statement, and I would like to be able to question the integrity at trial of that statement, and I can't do that because she's not even wrote a statement but used a holding a case against me. Anyway, in any sense, in 10 days time, no, in tomorrow is the 6th, this all happened on the 1st, yeah, I've not been served in accordance to the law, and the time limitation at 1980 means by tomorrow, if I'm not served, that the whole case, no one can ever bring this case to me again, yeah. So I don't. So by tomorrow, this can never be served, and I'll just like to show you somebody the video evidence of the paperwork getting taken out of my house and have the case relisted for that. I want the injunction revoked, and I want to be released. I'm going to the Supreme Court with all the video evidence and my diary and my report, and I'm going to sue the directors in your court, and I'm going to sue the directors at Wood Green and Highbury. I've already took them for holding me hostage. They've gave me an 8-year sentence. It's another story, but
first things first. In terms of getting in for the judge and getting this, the video and the evidence you have before the judge, how soon could you put it all together, so to speak?
I've got it already. I've got a full report of every single day, of every email, of everything. I've got videos of me coming home, like yesterday, I'm sitting in my house, and they're attacking me. The people that are trying to act the Matthew Idigan, they're upstairs going bang, 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 and I've got loads of I've got over, say, 6,000 videos, yeah, like different clips and audios of them attacking me, like running around, chasing me in my bathroom, flushing the toilet. I was 15 stone when I got put in my house. I'm 8 stone now, yeah. I can't stop being sick every morning. My heart, I've been writing to the council from 14 to 16. I helped this is what happened in layman terms. In 13, I got nicked for a gazebo handling stolen goods. I got put on stringent bail conditions, barred from central London, had to give my passport to the police, sign on the police station every day at 4, plus a tag on my leg for 8 o'clock. They ruined my life. After a year, I won the case for handling, they tried doing me for burglary, but it was for handling stolen goods anyway, yeah? For a gazebo that come out of a party building. Now, I won the case by 14. In 14, this caused me problems in my 13-year relationship, so I lost my wifey, yeah? By 14, I won the case. I went out my front door for 5 minutes. When I went outside my front door, I met another girl called Shannon. Scott with her, living with her, she's got a white child, I was happy to be with her, painting the kids' bedrooms, decorating, doing everything for her. 8 months into it, we agreed to have a baby 8 months into it. I've never had no disease, never had no problems with me, yeah, never had nothing. I was in a 13-year relationship beforehand, yeah. She gets a spot on the top of her ass, yeah. This spot ain't even a problem to her. She goes to the clinic and gets checked, yeah, when she, for, to see if she's pregnant and the rest of it. The woman says, no, the spot at the top of your ass might be herpes. So she comes back and tells me while I'm painting the kid's bedroom for her and all that. She says, oh, this might be herpes. So it's nothing, it don't matter. Now, me and her have never argued to date. Me and her still talk to this moment right now. Now, what initially happened, yes, I phoned up all the clinic and got all my medical notes. I got all the clinic on recording and everyone on recording saying that there's nothing wrong with me. Now, what happened is the police, after, just as I got off the gazebo case, the police threw a massive folder outside my front door. Now, that massive folder...
A folder, like a stone?
An ASBO application. Now, this ASBO application was too big to fit through my letterbox. So what happened is when it got left outside, I phoned my mother to come and get it, and she brought it to Lost Property, Edmonton Police Station. I got the stamp for it, yeah? So I never took the ASBO folder. But my mum photocopied the ASBO folder before she put it to Lost Property, so I see copies of bits and pieces of it afterwards, yeah? Now, what I noticed is that they were setting me up to grass 6 people up, 3 that I know and 3 that I don't know, while I was on curfew in my house. They tried to turn me into a super grass. So I went to Facebook, yeah, and these people were holding events while I was on curfew. I copied the Facebook profiles. Now, these people didn't even do them in, like, fake names or, like Zombie Stomp or OTT. They done them in their personal names, on their personal Facebook accounts, and I know some of them. So now I've got the Facebook accounts proving I never done these events. I refused to be a super grass, so I looked at the paperwork and I noticed the police said in their own personal statements that a Section 144 was on all of these doors, and that all these events were indoors, not outdoors. So I went to court, and I said to the court, yeah, at trial, that trespass wasn't proven, which is a requirement for the Raised Bill, Section of 1994. He said to me, they said they couldn't prove illegality, because they couldn't prove trespass, they couldn't prove illegality. So I got all the transcripts here, the judge couldn't prove that I'd done anything illegal, or that I had done anything, yeah? So now I know that I've not done nothing. I've got the transcripts. The judge said, now 15 police officers went to court, all the highest ranking police officers, and I kept asking for disclosure and for the witnesses to attend court and the victims. No victims would attend court, yeah? So now I've said, why would no victims attend court, yeah? So now I looked at all the police officers' statements, and there was each police officer's done 4 statements for each one's done 4 statements in a second perspective for the victims, and none of them are signed by the victims. Yeah, so I asked for the police PNB books, so them going to the people's house police notebooks. They said they've been destroyed. They're never allowed to be destroyed. So I asked for the audio to the 999 calls of these people calling. They said they've been destroyed. They're not allowed to be destroyed in criminal cases. So then I started looking into it more. Well, the audio is destroyed. There's no 999 calls. Let me look at these timestamps, yeah, to this place. So I looked at all the timestamps of the 999 call timestamps. So say I'm ringing you now, they'd have a 10 o'clock stamp on this. Every day it starts at number 0 and goes up to 1500. They get 1500 calls a day. So CAD 500 happens every day, and a copper knows that in his head. Now, if CAD 500 is 9 o'clock, yeah, CAD 500, 600 can't be 8 o'clock. Now, that happens throughout my whole paperwork, where they made up the paperwork. They've got no victim. Now, I knew that they couldn't prove illegality in the court. Now, I knew that if I said to them, well, look, this ain't fair, yeah, you can't prove illegality. Timestamps are wrong. Sections are on the doors. You've not talked about money. Once you say that you're inside a building, we've got the right to be inside a building. You have to prove that a commercial business is being run under the licensing act, Apex 4. And they refuse. I showed them, well, look, these are buildings. You've got no right. I'm not going to grass my friends up or these people. Yeah? You've got no right inside the buildings, and you've not talked about money in the application once. So how can you fulfil the requirements of indoors, of the licensing act? They couldn't do it, yeah? So now I started phoning Sally Gilchrist and all the rest of them who made the application. They're saying they don't care. I'm a brown bastard and I've been robbed. I've got hundreds of phone calls of all of the executive directors of the call centres. Everyone tell me I've been robbed. They don't give a fuck. Yeah, so because they couldn't get the application on me, yeah, they started spreading out like I've got a disease to try and make me run out of the fucking country. Sorry for swearing. To try and make me... They use my personal data and try to make me run out of the country over a spot on Shannon's ass, and when they know there's nothing wrong with me. They can phone up Evergreen Clinic, and Evergreen Clinic's got all of my medical notes and know there's nothing. I've got all my medical notes from North Middlesex Hospital and everything. Now, Shannon's locked herself in her house, and Heidi have locked themselves away, and I've locked myself away. I won't go out of my house because the maximum sentence, if they did have enough for criminal conviction under the Raise Bill, is 6 months in prison and a 20 grand fine. Yeah? They didn't have enough evidence for criminal conviction. Who's that? No, I cannot. What for? No, I'm not opening the door. The police are at my front door trying to get me now, again.
As we speak.
Yeah, as we speak, they're trying to activate the injunction. Because they're in trouble because of the missing signatures. They're at my front door now banging, trying to set me up again. Because they know I'm talking about the missing signatures and Steve Ellsworth. Their borough commander, Jane Johnson, I've got her on recording. And she got put in royal diplomatic protection. And look, she's getting put in royal diplomatic protection. You want our borough commander, puss, spitting at me down the phone. You've been robbed. You can't have our borough commander. I've got all the recordings of it. Yeah, I'm saying I never wrote this application. I never done this and I never had the disease. You are out of order doing this to me. It's a breach of my human rights. You're allowing... You're tricking the members of the public, and now the public are attacking me for what you are portraying to them. Now, my neighbour started attacking me. This Matthew Elegant bloke on the top floor, I helped him. When he moved into the block, some young boy had him by the throat, was going to bang him in his face. And then I see the Matthew Elegant bloke because I was parking my car for the first time. I knew that he'd been in my block for 3 weeks. I said to him, what's going on, sort of thing, yeah? I said to the young boy, why you got him by the throat? I said to the young boy, you can't touch Matthew Elegant, yeah, because he's an adult and we must respect our adults and he lives in our block. Yeah, so I got Matthew Elegant let go. He got let back into the block. No one could touch him. He lived there for 8 months, yeah, quietly. I've lost Diana, so I'm laying on the sofa screwing. She's cooking curry upstairs. I'm thinking she's a lovely wife to her, but I wish Diana treated me like that and never left me. All I had was good comments for them. Then because the government done this shit about me and Shannon, they started attacking me, started banging. And Matthew Elegant's attacked me from 14 to 16. I wrote 500 emails to all the MPs and to all the councils and everyone, 500 emails I've got, asking them to protect me over all these video evidences of what they're doing to me in my house. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, the Matthew Elegant's have wrote in 2016 that I'm a drug addict. Yeah, and they used that I put in an application because they've said that I'm a drug addict and that they've lost some and they got some tyres stabbed. I've got a website and I'm about to go public with it all, yeah? And the court, your judges are going to be in trouble. And I've got cops at my front door now. You're telling me that I can call this back into court and show you that this injunction's not on me. This is the court and the injunction's not on me. Yes. Why? No, you don't have to talk to me. You're setting me up because you've got no signatures on your paperwork. I've been telling you, phoning you, and you've been telling me that you won't do what's in accordance to your Reforms Act 2002. So, I'm telling you about you're holding me illegally in my house, your company head is. Yeah, you falsified paperwork, all your timestamps are wrong, you've got no PNCB books, you've got no audio in the CAD, and you're holding me in my house. Now you're at my front door because you want to try and activate an injunction, and the injunction was never even put on me.
We're not even here for that.
So what are you here for?
We're here for that because somebody's called us to say that there's something
we need
to talk to you about.
I've not left my flat, yeah, and I've got cameras in this flat right now. I've got the right to express myself inside my own premises. Yeah, I've got my opinion. If I don't like, I'm not saying that I don't like you. I just, right now I've got a problem. I like the Grand Force. I get on with the Grand Force very well, yeah, normally. Yeah, my problem is that the higher ranking cop has decided to manipulate me because they don't like the colour of my skin. They scribbled all in the paperwork. I'm a black boy on the block and that there's nothing I can do about it. So why are you here then?
I just told you.
For talking inside of my own house.
About something and we need to talk.
Well, I don't care. I've got cameras in my house. I've not left my premises and I'm talking in my own house. It's my right to express myself in my house. I don't care what other people can hear if I'm talking in my back garden.
Simon, it's got nothing to do with what you're doing.
So what has it got to do with?
I'm not
going to
shout it out.
I want you to tell me through the door. You're not coming in my house.
Open the door. We can have a conversation.
I'm not opening the door to you. I'm on the phone to the court and recording the conversation as we're talking. I'm recording you and I'm talking to the court and I'm talking to everyone here now. Yeah? You attacked me and Shannon and you, Shannon. yeah? Oh, you've had me locked, you gave me 9-year curfew, you gave me a 9-year curfew, yeah, when the maximum sentence, if you did get arrested for it, is 6 months for the raves bill, a 9-year curfew because I won't grass my friends up. Yeah, I've got their Facebook accounts, I never threw the parties, yeah? No, but you are a police officer. Now, I'm telling you, an EGM matter, I'm telling you it's an emergency general matter in regards to your company. Now, I'm telling you something, and I've informed you, what is your badge number? I've informed you that Stephen Elsmore has falsified paperwork, and I would like you to address these issues and take them with the grade of relevance that they deserve. I'm illegally getting held in my house doing 9 years right now, yeah, when you didn't even arrest me. For the organisation of illegal raids, but you forgot to arrest me. Yeah, you forgot to arrest me. If you did arrest me, the maximum sentence is 6 months. Somehow you forgot to arrest me, and I'm riding 9-year curfew because of you, lot.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you right now what I'm talking about. Go and look at the first ASBO folder and look at all the signatures that PC Macmillan done. He done 4 statements for members of the public, and none of, in a third perspective, and none of them have the witness signatures at the bottom of them. And so did another police officer. And so they all done 4 statements each, and none of them on MG11 forms under the Police Investigatory Act 1996. They filled out them MG11 forms and they falsified the paperwork to detain me in my house illegally. I've been informing you and your colleagues and you refuse to act upon it, and you just choose to discriminate me for other reasons. I refuse. I'm talking to you now through a door. Yeah, if you don't understand what talking to somebody is, yeah, you want to clearly do more than talk to me because you want access to my premises. I'm refusing to get, I'm talking to you now. Well, tell me your problem. Well, tell me your problem or leave me alone. Tell me your problem or leave me alone. Respect my right to my privacy in my home and respect my equality to rights. Yeah? Respect that I'm living in my home and I've got the right to express myself and talk in here.
Simon?
Yes?
Right, we've had a chat many times, haven't we, mate?
I don't know. I don't know. What's your badge number and who are you?
Well, maybe
we'll have a No, I would like you to reveal who you are. I don't know who, I don't believe that you are a police officer. Can you please tell me your badge number and who you are?
663.
Pardon? Stop, 663, yeah? 763. And what is your name, sir?
My name's Peter.
And what is the issues that you would like to deal with me? And let me stop the dog for a second, please. Lady, get out. Lady, get out.
Hello, sir.
Sorry, sir, for this, but this is a daily life for me. Since I've been reporting about the timestamps being wrong and the things, and no one will let me back into court. They've spent over £1 million holding me in my house. Yeah, 9 years is a long time to hold anybody. Yeah, it says that you can't even hold a terrorist in this house for 9 years. Yeah, without there being a breach. Lady Howell from the Supreme Court and Prince Philip, yeah, all say it in their video documentary for the Supreme Court. It is against a human person. Human rights to detain them in a house. I can't walk out my front door before 10 o'clock here because the police officers are still working in the borough that done this to me. So they're knocking on my door every second trying to set me up. I want disciplinary action so I can feel safe walking out my front door before 10 o'clock, and I want the curfew lifted off me for 9 years of 10 o'clock. Plus, on top of that, I'm not allowed to hire and not give no one no amps, personal or otherwise. Personal means personal. If I give you an amp, I get 5 years. Otherwise means business. I've wrote to there's 33 boroughs in London. I've wrote to the other 32 boroughs, yeah, and asked for my licence. They said because of the ASBO, says the organisation of illegal raves, it has the principle that I've been arrested for it and that it's a criminal offence. They said I have to go on special meetings with every borough, yeah, to get my licence. And any time I want to hold an event in London, I will have to go on special committees in regards to these matters, yeah, and higher rates. Now, I was already getting my licensing before this. I had the keys to my community hall, Kemp Hall. I was managing Kemp Hall Community Hall and all the children, and they started strip searching me in front of the children. I was doing Lock to Lock Festival. Yeah, I own Lock to Lock Festival, which is for Enfield Town. I own Ponder's End Festival, yeah, which is for Bangladesh people. I own Drawrence Park Festival, which is my park right next doors. Yeah, I own all these festivals, but they're stuck below 500 people. Yeah, I got given all of the. I wrote a brand new constitution. I've got 100% in my grammar and my writing. Yeah, I don't get in a rough draft. I don't get no less than 98%, yeah? I know every law and every human right off by heart, yeah? Anyone can test me, yeah? I wrote a brand new constitution in for the people. I've built all, bought all printer companies. I've built everything for the festival. I know the owner of Glastonbury and I know the owner of Isle of Wight, and they gave me all of their management systems. So I rewrote all of Glastonbury's paperwork and Isle of Wight's paperwork, and I made all the new paperwork for this area, yeah? Will you leave me alone and stop threatening me within my own home? If you do not want to tell me what the allegations are, please leave me alone and contact my solicitor.
Okay, but if you don't open the door, we shall force entry.
But you force entry, you're going to get arrested because you've got no grounds and you've got no reasonable cause. Yeah? You're doing it on allegations, and you see this report in here, and you see the rest, and you see my camera evidence.
Oh.
I've got a gate behind here. You couldn't get in my house if you wanted.
We'll go through your windows.
We'll go through the windows.
Okay, we'll do that.
Excuse me, sir, I'm going to have to call you back in 5 minutes, but
fine.
Can I take your name and details for me trying to report to get this injunction off me and the video evidence I've got?
Yes, my name is Paul, and I'm in the front office at Edmonton. We're here until 5 p.m.
I appreciate that, Paul. I'm sorry for you having to go. I'm just glad you got to listen and understand what's really happening here, Paul. Thank you for taking your time, man.
It's fine.
Thank you, Paul,
take
man.
Care.
I'm going to do that, Paul, man.